This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana lawmakers will soon decide whether they want to hold a special session early next year to address property tax-related issues after a state Supreme Court ruling settled a dispute over property tax calculations for schools. Last week, a group of staunchly conservative Republican legislators called the Freedom Caucus made a formal request to call a special legislative session on January 15th focused on tax relief. The Montana Secretary of State's office says their request meets the requirement under state law to poll all lawmakers. A majority of the legislature, at least 76 of the 150 members, must vote in favor for a special session to take place. Lawmakers will have 30 days to return their ballots after they're mailed. The Freedom Caucus members say they wanted the legislature to consider four proposed pieces of legislation, including two directly related to the months-long debate over school equalization property tax mills, commonly known as the 95 mills, the one share of property taxes set by the state instead of local governments. This year, dozens of Montana counties tried to levy fewer equalization mills than the Montana Department of Revenue directed them to, arguing that state law required those mills to be capped based on inflation as local mills are. Last week, the Montana Supreme Court ruled that counties must charge the full amount of mills that the department calculated. 49 out of 56 Montana counties opted to charge less, 77.9 equalization mills this year, the number that county leaders believe would have been appropriate if the state share had been capped. One additional mill means $1 in taxes on every $1,000 of a property's taxable value. Taxable value is a property's total assessed value multiplied by a percentage rate, 1.35% for a residential property, 1.89% for commercial property. For a home worth $300,000, charging 95 mills instead of 77.9 mills amounts to $70 in property taxes. Statewide, charging the higher 95 mill rate will bring in $80 million from all property owners. The bills proposed so far for the special session would change state law to adopt the county's view on how the equalization mills should be capped and also propose reducing the total number of mills from 95 to 85 to reduce tax collections. Freedom Caucus members also call for returning the state's projected surplus of around $230 million to taxpayers and for holding a referendum on a system to automatically return surplus revenue without requiring legislative action. Democratic legislative leaders said they would oppose the proposal for a special session. An ice climber died from a fall in Hyalite Canyon this past holiday weekend. The 36-year-old victim was Kyle Rott, an avid ice climber. Rescuers were called to the Grotto Falls area of Hyalite Canyon at about 3:20 p.m. Saturday after receiving a call from a GPS device monitoring service and a 911 call from an eyewitness who reported that an ice climber had fallen and was injured. County search and rescue volunteers, along with Two Bear Air Rescue and Billings Clinic MedFlight helicopters responded to the Grotto Falls trailhead. Five teams of search and rescue volunteers were deployed to the area where Rott was located. Emergency first aid was administered to Rott, who was hoisted from the area by Two Bear Air and transported to Bozeman Deaconess Hospital, where he later died of his injuries. The Montana State women's volleyball team has its season extended after earning a berth in the 32-team National Invitational Volleyball Championship. Montana State, 21-8, faces Pacific, 18-10, on Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time at Sacramento State University, which hosts the first two rounds of the National Invitational Volleyball Championship. The Hornets play UNLV following MSU's contest. The winner of Thursday's matches meets Friday at 8 p.m. with the winner advancing to the round of eight. All three matches, starting with Montana State's, will be streamed on ESPN+.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.